Hello, everybody. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now so that you can be a part of the program, so you can pose your question or your particular issue. We'd love to discuss it with you. Call now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or jot down the full number, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. All month, we have been talking about love. And I thought that today, which is the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day,
we
make such a big deal about romance with Valentine's Day, and usually it just doesn't meet expectations. It just doesn't. And I thought I would read a passage that if you begin to understand this passage, your need for love will have been met with unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to read the last few verses of Romans 8 and then comment a little bit on them. It starts in verse 31, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. What then shall we say to these things? What these things he's talking about are all the things he's talked about prior to this in Romans. I mean, explaining justification and sanctification and life and forgiveness and the power of God. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's love.
That's love. Absolutely.
Far better wordsmiths than I have called this relentless love. This is love you can't run away from, even if you wanted to. This is love that reached through eternity into our timeline to save us. And notice that there's two things that can't separate us from it. First is the normal stuff, right? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, all that kind of stuff. The second is even more important because these are all spiritual issues. Death and life, angels, principalities, things present, things to come, powers, height, depth, all of this stuff that Satan brings at us. Mm-hmm. As he's laid claim to this world, said, you know, if this is my world, I can do anything I want to it. And God basically told him, sit down and shut up. I'm going to save these people. And Jesus came, and he lived, and he died, and he rose again, and he went back to heaven, and he wasn't done. After we went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. We now have the kind of relationship with God, if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we have the kind of relationship that cannot be broken.
Yeah.
The love of God is too strong, too powerful, too unconditional for anything to affect it. And that's the kind of love you need to take with you into your life. If you haven't met Jesus yet, today's the day. If you have, rejoice in it. Don't let all of the noise about Valentine's Day dissuade you from the truth of Jesus' love, the Father's love, the Spirit bringing that love to us and through us, because this is the love that helps you get through your day,
yeah,
through your life, regardless of what kind of a relationship issue you find yourself in, good, bad, or otherwise. This is the love that matters. This is the love that is representative of the gospel.
It's transcendent of any type of love.
Yes.
Friends, we'd love to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to input on the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742. That, of course, 844-32-BASIC. And the lines are wide open right now, and if you call, you will get through. We'd love to address your question or your particular issue or allow you to add on to the issue of love that Richard has been talking about. So give us a call, 844-32-BASIC, or the phone number, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, let's swing out to Sacramento and talk to Pam, listening on our great affiliate KFIA. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Certainly.
I listen to you every day, and you just have a fabulous ministry.
Thank you.
I have a question about when Jesus was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil, and Satan said to him, if you will worship me and bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus would have done that and said yes, would Satan been given permission to ascend into heaven and take over the throne of God, since Jesus was God incarnate in the earth? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Well, Pam, thanks for calling it. It's an important question. The problem with it is that I can't answer it. If Jesus had failed in the tests in the wilderness, or indeed in any point of his earthly life, really bad things would have happened. I don't know what they are, but really bad things. In my own mind, and this is pure speculation, so don't quote me on it. In my own mind, I can't imagine the universe surviving Jesus' failure.
Yeah.
I think it would have collapsed on itself, because that would have demonstrated that God is this terrible being who's no better than the gods that the Romans and the Greeks and the Egyptians before them created for themselves, you know, the gods made in our image. The fact is that Jesus had no propensity to sin. Jesus was not like you and me. I am born, you were born spiritually dead. That means that by nature, by our very being, we sinned because we were spiritually dead. You can't do anything but sin when you're spiritually dead. The beauty of Jesus is that, as Paul says in Romans 5, Jesus is the second Adam. So Jesus was born without that propensity to sin. So to put your mind at ease, the question has never been, is Richard going to make it? Because the answer was absolutely not. The day I was born, I was lost.
Yeah.
But that's not the question we asked of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to succeed where Adam failed. Where did Adam fail? By eating the tree? The knowledge of good and evil? No, Adam failed because he refused to walk by faith in the God who had a face-to-face relationship with him. Jesus succeeded in that relationship. Jesus walked by faith every moment of every day of his life. I mean, he tells us in John's gospel, I don't even speak unless the Father tells me what to say and how to say it. I don't even do a thing, not a single thing, unless the Father tells me what to do. That is a walk of faith. Jesus lived a perfect, faith-filled life in complete reliance on the Father, and therefore he could not fail. If he had chosen to walk in his own inherent strength, we would have been in trouble, because then he would have been acting independent of God. And he came as a human to show us what it meant to trust God the Father. And so what I think the testing of Jesus really points out is a couple of things. One, Satan's presumptions. Satan said, hey, I'm in charge. You worship me, I'll give you all of this. Knowing full well that if Jesus said yes, he would have killed him. He's not going to let somebody else be in charge of the world. He tempted Jesus on the basis of things that Jesus could do. It wouldn't be a temptation for me if Satan showed up and said, well, tell these stones to be made bread. why would I even think that?
Yeah.
But Jesus could have done it. He absolutely could have done it. And in fact, later on, when under the Father's leading, he actually created bread and fish out of almost nothing.
Yeah.
And so Jesus was inherently capable of this sort of thing, but he refused to do it in his own strength. He always waited for the Father to tell him. And thankfully, because of who Jesus is, even though it's a fascinating question, we don't have to speculate about it, because Jesus was absolutely successful, absolutely victorious, And Satan, I've said this many times before, Satan is a bug on the windshield of God's Mack truck. Quit giving him power in your life. Let Jesus rule and reign, and you will never be the same.
Absolutely. Pam, good to hear from you. Hope you keep listening and call again if we could be of further help. Plenty of open lines right now, friends, and the lines are yours at 844-32-BASIC, 844-322-2742. New York, let's talk to Doris, listening on our great affiliate there, WMCA. Hi, Doris. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
I just wanted to thank Bob Christopher for his basic gospel book of Love Is.
Yes.
I sent a small donation, and he sent me the book, and I gave the book to another person to read. Just a week ago, I received that same book all over again. So I just wanted to thank him, and what I mostly love about the book is the prayers behind each topic.
Yes.
Yes. So I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for reading it, and even more,
and
thank you
I
for
can,
sharing
I'll
it.
Send an, when I can, I'll send another donation. I'm on a fixed income.
Yeah, well.
We appreciate that.
All we ask is that if you give, that you give from a generous heart, from the joy that the Lord has put there. Only give what you can afford. Don't feel like
right.
you're forced to give to us. Just give as you can.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks,
and thank you for your program every day. I listen every day.
Thank you. Love hearing from you, Doris. Thanks, and hope you'll call again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Plenty of open lines, 844-32-BASIC. Richard, we have a great conference coming
yes.
up, and I want you to alliterate on that a little bit more. But that's coming up, 23 days from now. I can't believe
wow.
it. It's coming right up. At Valley Church in Vacaville, California, and all the information is online at basicgospel.net. Just click the events tab in the upper menu, and you get all the information. Great support, just wonderful support from our two Northern California affiliates, KDIA San Francisco and KFIA 710 AM in Sacramento. And so it's going to be a great time. I've got to be talking about those three terms that we use a lot on the broadcast, hear, believe, and live.
Yes, yes. At first, I have to be honest with you. The very first time we came up with the idea for the title Basic Gospel and what would a good tagline be?
Yeah.
Hear it. Believe it and live it. Oh, that's an excellent tagline. Well, what we didn't realize is that it's the perfect tagline. That's a God thing right
yes,
there
indeed.
Because living this gospel is really a question of making sure that you've heard it correctly, whether it's from us or someone else or straight out of the Bible, preferably out of the Bible, and then believing it. Now, when you believe something, you are literally betting your life that it's true. And in this case, you are betting your life that Jesus is true.
Eternal security.
And it's not a bet at all. It's a sure thing because of who he is. And then, because you have heard the truth, you've believed the truth, and put your faith in the one who is truth, Jesus, now you get to live. And it's a completely different thing. Most of the time we think about living out the gospel, we say, well, what does the gospel say I should do?
Yeah.
And here I'm going to do it, and I'm going to add to my to-do list a bunch of things to do to prove that I love Jesus and to share the gospel with people. Well, a lot of people might be blessed when you share the gospel with them that way, but you're missing the whole point.
Yeah.
You're missing the whole point. And when you have come to realize what you've been given in Christ and the fact that the Holy Spirit is working in you every day, every moment, that's freedom. And now you can begin to live from Jesus' victory rather than living in hopes of gaining yeah. Jesus' victory. I mean, that victory has been given to us, and now we get to live that out. Bob Christopher and I get to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And my topic, just to give you a heads up, is forgiveness. Uh-huh. And this is under the believe it issue. Mm-hmm. If you haven't settled the idea of forgiveness yet, it's very difficult to walk from the cross to the empty tomb and experience eternal life.
Yeah.
There's something about forgiveness that enables the reality of eternal life. And I get to talk about that, so I'm pumped.
You're pumped.
I get to
great.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
So we look forward to doing that. Bob's excited. All of us, you know, the three of us are going to be there. Come and see us. Come say hello. the price is right, for crying out loud, $19 a person or $29 for a couple. It's worth a day of your life to come and hear this stuff and maybe to solidify for the first time where you stand with Jesus, because he is dying to solidify that with you.
You bet. Thank you, Richard. And again, friends, all the information is available online at basicgospel.net under the events tab, or you can call and speak with Billy at 844-412-2742. That, of course, is 844-41-BASIC. It's called the Hear, Believe, Live Tour, and it's going to be at Valley Church in Vacaville, California, coming up on Saturday, March 7th. We hope you will be there.
I said something wrong right there. I said Jesus is dying to make that real for you. Jesus died, and he made that real for you in his resurrection. Let's get that straight.
Good catch. Okay. Let's swing over and talk to our friend. I'm going to give the number one more time, 844-32-BASIC. Time on the clock. Love to hear from you. Let's go talk to Brad, our friend listening in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hey, Brad, welcome.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? You guys, without BC, you guys are the dynamic duo.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Anyway, I was listening to the program today with Wayne. Mm-hmm. He's upstairs listening, and he says, "Man, Brad, call into the program and just thank Richard for that opening dialogue." And we certainly do. It's you just put it wonderfully, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the ministry. One other thing I picked up on while I was listening, which, you know, Richard has a knack of bringing these kind of things up. But he made this statement talking about the relationship Jesus had with the Father. And he never did anything that the Father didn't say or didn't do. And he just couldn't do it. He could not do what he was sent to do without that relationship with the Father. Now, if Jesus couldn't do that himself in his own strength, and thank God he didn't do anything, wouldn't do anything in his own strength, we can't do anything with this relationship in our own strength either.
I know.
And, you know, when people can, if they can grab a hold of that understanding, if they go to John 16, I think it's verses 13 to 15, there's a progression there. I mean, that's not maybe a real good word, but it talks about Jesus' relationship with the Father and the Spirit's relationship with Jesus and our relationship with the Spirit. And I just thank you for the topic, and thank you so much, Richard and Bob and BC and Andrew and everybody in the ministry. I've been getting turned upside down to be turned right side up since 1987, and I just encourage anybody listening, just hang with Basic Gospel, and if I could guarantee it, your life will be changed. And I thank you for that, guys.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brad. You bring up a great point, and it's the question of why, if Jesus lived this way, do we imagine that we don't have to live this way? Well, that is the nature of the battle between the flesh and the spirit that Paul talks about in Galatians 5.
Galatians 5. Yeah.
We have got in us a sin issue that has not been dealt with yet and will not be dealt with until the very end, when we get our new bodies, you know, when we're changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. So we have this ability to be tempted, and we have this ability to believe that temptation. Well, of course I can do it, Lord. I can do this. Just tell me what it is I should do. I'll do it.
You were the strength to overcome.
Yeah, and Satan is right there saying, go on, Richard, do it. You can do it. You can do it. Go on for it. And as soon as I fail, then who is it that comes after me, God or Satan? Satan does. Satan comes up, whacks me with a 2x4 and says, I thought you were better than that. You know, I thought you were Christian. Apparently you're not. And you start into this terrible downward spiral. Well, what Jesus is doing constantly through the Spirit is saying, let me do it for you. Trust me. Follow me. Listen to the Spirit as he renews your mind. Listen to the Spirit as he tells you how to love others as I have loved you, how to forgive others as I have forgiven you, how to reach out to others with the good news of this gospel. And that truly is a battle, and we will have that battle for our entire lives. But it is a battle that is very worth having. And in fact, in our lives, in our humanity, that battle is one of the ongoing proofs of this love of God in Christ for us. If he wasn't doing what he's doing in my life, I would be completely depressed and defeated. But I know because of who the Spirit is and how he works, that I get to work in my life from a position of victory, Jesus's victory, and not my own.
That's right. I was listening. I was reading John 15:7 this morning, and you know me with my view of the new creation, and I read that scripture which says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And I tend to trust God when I'm reading his word that he uses he's the one who's seeing the word. He's the one who's showing me the intentions of his word. And that person, you, so many people in the church today take that scripture and, you know, okay, whatever I ask in Jesus' name, you know, I'm abiding in him, his word in me, I can get whatever I need, want, but that you is not you in your flesh. That you is our new creation and our new identity, and it's all in the new creation. Everything is done in and through that new creation God came to live in. And that, when you're in the new creation, you are abiding in him. You do have his word in you, and he's directing that will. He's giving you the everything.
Let me bring it down. We're almost out of time. Imagine, those of you who are listening, imagine, if you will, the fact that you have very God living in you. The Spirit of God lives in you and doesn't cause you to turn to ash. It doesn't destroy you. In fact, he gives you life. And that Spirit's job, part of the job, is to renew our minds, which means that when that Spirit is doing his work in us, he literally is giving us the desires. We're not imagining a bunch of things and saying, well, Lord, I want this and this and this and this. The Spirit is literally putting in my mind desires to follow Jesus more closely, to reach out to others with his love. He may even put it on your mind to become a missionary or to give somebody a car, or it can be anything, big or little. But it's the Spirit who is giving us those desires.
Yeah.
It's not us imagining. It's the reality of Jesus in us, living his life through us.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. That's Basic Gospel, and it is good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, every weekday, Basic Gospel is here on the air and online proclaiming the truth of God's Word, as you have just heard. And from what we hear back from so many of you, it is making a difference in your lives. We love hearing from you, so keep the emailing and writing to us. Keep on doing it. You encourage us by what you give back and by what you have heard, believed, and are living out in the Lord Jesus Christ. It means a lot to us to hear from you. Keep in mind, too, that someone else gave so that Basic Gospel could be there and you could hear the good news. And now that you've heard, it would be great if you could become a part of that blessing by passing on the message to others, by joining us in supporting this ministry of Basic Gospel. If you can do that, we would appreciate hearing from you today. You'll find a support link in the menu at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742. That's 844-412-2742. Or one basic. Either way is a good way to support the ministry. BasicGospel.net or by calling 844-41-BASIC. And may God bless your gift to Basic Gospel. I want to remind you also of the conference once again coming up on March 7th. That's Saturday, March 7th, just about 3 weeks away. I hope you'll go online and get the information at BasicGospel.net. Click the events tab. You'll have the information there. Or when you call Billy to make your contribution, you can speak with her again. That, of course, 844-41-BASIC. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. For Richard and Bob and all the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to join us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.